I was asking you what whether any of your children play music.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all of them.
All of them do.
Oh, but my daughter, she used to play, but she don't play nothing worthwhile. She ended up like dancing. She liked to. She used to be a dance on these amateur, you know, whatever you call them, down to the Belmont Theater and all like that. Over in Mobile. She was young. I let her go. She was around about 15 and 16 years old. She remember responsible people. She could dance too. Mm-hmm. But now you're speaking about my son. Now we talk. Are you ready for it?
Correct.
Okay, now Danny, he graduated here from Washington Senior High School. Mr. Raymond Shepherd, the one that's passed, he was a band leader there. He was a fine musician. You couldn't find another like him. And then after he graduated from here, then he went in service. He went in service and he got married and didn't work out and he come back home. Mm-hmm. And when he came back home, he went to, working at the hospital. There's a Escambia General Hospital then. It used to be, but they call it University now. So then after that, am I right? Yeah. So then he fell in love with this one of the Pensacola girls here, and he married her. And then after they married and everything, well, then my daughter was living in Pittsburgh, and he could make so much more up north than he could here. So she got him to come on up there. So they went on up there, and they've been up there since about 20 years or 25. My daughter been up to about 40, my oldest daughter. And that's what happened. Now that's my oldest son. Now my oldest daughter, she's been up there. She's remarried. Her husband died. She remarried to her husband's Hubbard. Didora Hubbard's her name. She have 7 kids. And they all grown now, of course. And she's been up there ever since. I think she's been back home by twice just to see us.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got another son that's...
Wait a minute.
Okay.
And then she went back to see it when her grandson was down to see me here. Year before last. And the other grandson came in before then, you see. But I actually just seen her. I hadn't seen her. You know, she calls me or talk like that, but just really she hadn't been back home. All right, now, that's up north. Mm-hmm. Now, my little sweet daughter, the one who lives in California, Royce Johnson, she has 4 kids. No, she got 5, I forgot. She has 5. And she's one of the sweetest child under the sun. She never forgets her. And her husband's so nice. Now, last Sunday was Mother-in-Law Day. Mm-hmm. They sent me a great big basket of fruit with all kind of fruit, grapes, apples and bananas, and 6 cans of Sliss beer hanging around it. When I come in for church, I find out. I said, what in the world is this? What kind of day is this day? But I didn't know who it was from. I figured it was from her because they don't want to do things like that, you know. When I come in, the girl brought this basket of fruit from the floors. And it was by dark, you know, and I can't see all that good, no way. I said, who is it? I don't let nobody in my house unless I know who they are, you know. Mm-hmm. She said, Miss Goodson. I said, yeah. This is Tony or whatever, Fred, what a child name. I said, yeah. I said, where you from? She said, I'm from Gertrude Flora Shop. And I knew who she was then, you know. I said, okay. She said, has a present for you. I said, who in the world that thing came from? Because I didn't have no dream, you know. My daughter never forget my birthday. She never get Christmas, Easter time, Halloween, any kind of days. But see, it wasn't no special day because I ain't nothing about no mother-in-law day to tell me just started that down here now. And it's from a card from my son-in-law. He sent that to me. And it was so sweet. I got on the phone to him, and yeah, I was so thirsty. I needed a beer right there, and they brought it one in a good time. Oh, we had a lot of fun off of it. Sure did. Yeah. That's my daughter. She has these 5 kids, and they are beautiful children. They're as smart as they want to be, honest to goodness. She really has raised those kids like I raised her. Mm-hmm. Some kids, you know, the parents working, mother's working, father's working, and maybe the bed needs to be made up. Dinner got to be cooked. That little Angie, that's the oldest girl. She's 12, 13, or 14. I don't know how old she is. I can't even keep up, remember her ages. When she's home, she that house is just a doodle feet. She combs Cadron hair, gets her ready for school, get herself ready for school. And, of course, the boys, he does what he wanted in the yard and things like that, but he watches, they gives him a night to wash dishes. Each child has a night to wash them dishes, keep that kitchen clean. It's got to get in there and just as nice as anything. Mm-hmm. I was over there. I've been over there 3 times. Now she wants to come out there for Christmas. I don't want to be able to make it for Christmas now because there's some things I want to do to my home, right? And it takes too much money to go out there. So now I go back to my sweetie baby boy. That's Samuel. Mm-hmm. That's him right there. See that wedding picture? He just got married 2 years ago. That big plaque up there, that's him, his daughter. That's me and my family. Let me get it down a minute for you, okay?
Okay.
Because I want to show you my children. That's all right. You don't have to move.
Easier.
That's all right. This is him. But I didn't do
it with him. Oh, you were just about to tell us about Sammy's the one that's got a band, right?
Yeah.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, the name of the band is Awesome. A-R-E-S-O-N, I think that's where you spell it. I can't spell it, but anyway, awesome band. They have a band. They've been traveling. They've been to Jacksonville. They've been up north, and they've been in different places. But see, he works, and all the rest of them working. But they've been in Pensacola, you know, several times, played, you know. So I told Sam about this recording I'm getting ready to make. And I said, we need somebody. I said, I need you down here to help me on that band. Mommy, you can't pay enough for me down here. You know, they charge plenty of money. I said, I do know that. I said, you right about that. So then when I had these jobs playing for these other people, I tell them what I was charging them. He said, Mother, I said, I better come down there and be your booking agent. I said, for what? So you make some money. I said, you stay where you is. I said, you come down here and charge them for them, and I wouldn't make a dime. I said, because they wouldn't hire me. He laughed. Yes, sir.
Well, now, what does he play? What instrument does he
play? He plays drums. He plays piano. Same with my son, Danny. They plays piano. They plays drums. They plays trombone. Sammy plays saxophone, you see. But he loves those drums. That's what he actually plays the drum.
Did they learn piano from listening to you, or they just learn the way you learn? Just by
They went to school. You see, I put them through school, but not for no music. And while they was in high school, they had these classes, you know, where they got in there and they got started and played in the band. You understand? The school marching band and everything like that. But then they just go ahead and go pick up things and go to playing just like I was. Mm-hmm. Well, they got it in them, of course, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But they do know music. I don't.
Uh-huh. You mean they know how to read music?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would they learn that? What, like Sammy learned that when he took band or something?
Yeah. They had to. Uh-huh. They had to learn music, him and Danny both. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my daughter, Roy, she used to play beautiful, what do you call that thing? Not a flute. No, the mother. Clarinet. Clarinet. She used to play pretty, but she gave it up. I teased her one day, she said. I said, Rush, well, I don't see why you kept her. She said, Mother, you know you wasn't able to pay for that horn. I had to let it go back. Well, that's the God's truth. Thing was tight then, you know, with me.
Yeah. Well.
What kind of music does Sammy play?
He plays drums.
But what in the rest of the band? Is it like a jazz band or a soul music band?
Yeah, it's a what you call a rock band.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They got two singers. They got a girl vocal, and they got a main vocal, and then they got the drum. They got the guitar. Oh, that guy can play that guitar. I wonder what his name is. And they got the horns and things like that. That's really, you know, it's really nice.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Well, what I'd like to ask you about a little bit now, it's going to be kind of a change, is a little bit about what the musical scene was like here in Pensacola through the years, you know, like what the names of some of the different clubs were where people played and, you know, like names of the bands.
Pellico Hall and Mac Merrimack, I remember he played at Pellico Hall. Then the next thing we had, my sister said this Morris Funeral Home, he's dead, of course, but he had a band, Pensacola Jazz Band, that's what they call it. And my sister said, the one lives in Detroit, she was playing in that, you see. And it had trolley rides right here, you know, streetcars.
Mm-hmm.
And you I think you pay a nickel. nickel or dime. It's been so many years. But we used to catch that trolley ride and the band would be on. And then the band used to get, they didn't have a busing thing then. The band would go do the appetizer. They would get on a truck and put a piano on a truck. And, you know, we get on the truck and we stop on these very important corner where most of the people hang out. We start to play and everybody coming running on the street. Let them know the band's going to be at Witcher Hall. That's the way we did appetizing.
Oh, I see. So it was like a kind of way of letting people know that there was going to be a dance someplace.
Yeah, They didn't have no appetizing like they do now. No, we get on the truck, play the music, you know, have the band on the truck.
Yeah.
And we go all the way around playing the home. Well, we didn't stop at every corner, you know, where it was a good business section at. They'll stop at like Gonzales and Hain Street. That was one of the main buildings. They'll stop in the Villa and in the Belmont. They'll stop over there, you know, going around. And they get to play these, you know, different songs and jazz music. People get to run from everywhere. Don't forget to come out to the Pelican Hall on the corner, Blunt and Alcony Street, or either the, so many halls, you know, during that time. We had a lot of dance halls then, back then, those days. And usually, and go out to Twilight Park, Most Casco Park. We went out to Olive. They had a, we had a place to call, what the name of that place? I knew it was in Olive. Oh, Lord. It used to be a dime to go in the gate, and I played out there, too. I can't think of the name of them. McKinley place. Mm-hmm. And
were all those places kind of in the same area, or were they scattered all over?
No, scattered different places. Now, McKinley place out in Olive. That's around about, I would say, about 8 or 9 miles out. People leave Pensacola, go out there, let's have a good time. You understand? Barbecue goats and things, but I don't eat goat, though. They barbecue goat. And I'd be playing the band, you know, like 4th of July. Everybody go out of town, you see, to have a good time. And these other halls, and I like the Pelican. It's a Pelican Hall.
Uh-huh.
And then it was Johnson Hall. And then it was, I can't think of the name of the hall on Gonzales Street. It was a hall there, too. And they had a tavern, but that wasn't a hall. It was a Tom Tavern. That's a dance hall, too, you see.
Tavern.
Mm-hmm. Just like a tavern, you know, where they sell drinks and you dance and all like that. I work in there. And I work at the Maker Nightclub. Now, these white peoples. I work at the Maker Nightclub. That's Wally Merch and all of us. We worked down there. We played there for years and years. Name of the Maker Bar. That's the name of it. The Maker Bar, but it had a club, you know what I mean, with dance and everything. Then we played over here at...
The dance halls, they were black dance halls.
Huh?
Were the halls owned by black people?
No.
They were all owned by white people?
Oh, the hall. Yeah, black people. Yeah.
So like some of the nightclubs were white places, and then the halls
were black. Well, the halls were most black people.
Where black people go to dance and have a good time.
Right. Well, we worked at St. Carlos Hotel. That was white, of course. You know, this different one get you to work differently. We've been I played on this boat down at the yacht. That was Foot of the Wharf. That was, I'm trying to think of the name who I played for. I don't know, but I know Mr. Dan Shepherd. I believe it. He was some, had some. Excuse me, just
sure.
I think that's that Miss Green. That's what we were speaking about the club. And I was intending to get that schedule. I got a lot of clubs wrote down because I had to have them when I was in this year, that anniversary thing, whatever you call it. And I wrote it down because sometimes I can't remember these things right off hand until after everything. Do you want me to get them so I can call the names out? Or maybe y'all have already have them. I don't know.
Probably don't, actually.
No, I'm sure we don't.
If you can find them pretty easily.
I think they're right here.
Great.
Now you will back and ask me.
Okay. And could you spell some of them too? Spell the name just so we'd be sure to get the...
So we'd be sure to get it right.
Spelling right.
Okay. I worked down to the Maker Club. S-M-A-C-C-O-N. Maker Club. Rumboogie. That's R-U-M-B-I. ED where I got a club. That's a Rum Booker Club. I don't know. Esquire Club. Mm-hmm. I worked at the Southland Club. That's all those white. And of course, we played part of St. Carlos Hotel.
St. Carl?
St. Carlo. That's down on Garden and Palafox Street. The St. Carlo's still down there.
It's a big one. It's right at the corner.
Yeah, right on the corner. Okay. But it's still. And I worked in the Ramada Inn in Mobile, Alabama.
Now, when was that?
That was about before I started, before I played this first show for you. I had a birthday party over there. Mm-hmm. This lady here went over there to play for a party.
So that was just like in the...
Yeah, just going for that night.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's all that I played, you know, that I can got on the sheet right here. Of course, the other things I call, it's not on here, you know, the holes and things.
Right. Now, were all those... Now, those clubs were...
Now, those clubs are right around here in Pensacola. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are they
except...
Still,
no.
They're still going, any of them?
Mm-mm. You know, I'm gone. Southland, the maker's gone. The main dead, Angelo, he's died. His wife died. His clothes. His, I mean, his, the maker's nightclub start, you know, mm-hmm. It closed down. And in fact, every club is closed down. Rum Booger's not even there anymore. All these clubs, that's been years back.
Yeah, all the old ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. All gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maker Club is gone. Rum Booger Club, Southland's Club, that's why they gone. The Esquire Club is gone. And then they got this Rendezvous Club is gone. And then St. Carlos Hotel, the hotel is still up there, but ain't nothing happening there. Mm-hmm. And then they got, well, I'm sure they still have that Romana Hotel in Mobile. I know it's on the beat, but I'm just over there just for that special occasion, mm-hmm. You see.
Now, what years did you play in those clubs?
Well, in the Mason thing, I was around there around the 20, around about 35 or 36, I'm pretty sure. It was all, you know, different night spots and things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have anything to do, or did black people in Pensacola have anything to do with the Creoles? Because I know there used to be a Creole Benevolent Society, and they would have a marching band, and they had a...
Yeah, but that's they call this a white folk. We didn't have food with them much. They lived out in Tanyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, APS, he married one of them, a Creole. In fact, what I mean, now Dallas, he's a Creole. He worked in our band. He played trumpet. He's still living, Dallas. I can't think of his last name. He lost his sister here a while back. That was APS' wife. I know you read about APS. Well, that was his sister. Mm-hmm. So they go for Creole. But I mean, you see... It's a way of person, and I can go with anybody. Mm-hmm. I know how to treat anybody. See? And I go down to Tanyard, they all know me, you know, and they treat me nice. Mm-hmm. We have a drink together if we want it. Mm-hmm. If we don't want it, I don't have to drink it, you see? Mm-hmm. And I get along fine with it, but some people can't stand those Creoles down there. Same way some black people don't like white peoples. Mm-hmm. Some white people don't like black peoples. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just the way you going to... I mean, I don't know. I don't get that feeling my way. It's not even in my heart that way. I can love a white person just because I got a black person.
Well,
because when you be born again, you got to love one another. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because it ain't but one heaven. And if you call yourself religion, I call myself religion, and we both go to heaven, we all going to be together.
That's right.
All of God's children going to be together. That's that right?
That's right.
Uh-huh. But some people just can't, you know, they can't understand it that way.
Well, I was hearing people, somebody was telling us about this cornet band that used to be in the real old days here in Pensacola. It was called Wires Cornet Band.
So, oh, wait a minute. Is it Wires or is it, what's that guy's name? I never played in that band, but I know what you're talking about. I think I do. Colin. Was it Colin?
Was there another one?
No, I was asking that. You said the Y. What you said the name of?
The name I saw was W Y E R. was the man's name.
And Professor Wire.
It was a brass band. Mm-hmm. And they'd play, sometimes they'd play for funerals or they'd play for just different things.
I don't know about that brass band. Yeah. That's from my time. Are you after my time? I didn't.
No, I think it's probably before your
it's
time.
It's probably before.
Must be. I don't know. I don't know a thing about the brass band. Because ever since I've been known, it's been a rock, I mean, not a rock and roller, but it's been straight out jazz music.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, because... So there was this one Creole man that did play.
Yeah, Dallas. He played with us. Uh-huh. Yeah, he played with us.
Right.
He worked, I'm trying to think, did he work at Rumboogie with me? I believe he did. I can't remember. It's been so long, so many of us.
Did they ever used to have Mardi Gras?
Oh, what you talking about? We had the best Mardi Gras right here in Pensacola, I'm telling you. It's just like, it was better than New Orleans in a way of speaking. The last time we had Mardi Gras, my baby was born in 1927.
Yeah.
I used to play in the Mardi Gras, you know.
Did you?
Right. Uh-huh. But my oldest daughter, my first child, Theodora, she was born in 27. And that's been the last Mardi Gras that I can remember. Because I also think about it, you know, it's been going down ever since.
And so you used to play in that?
Yeah.
What, play in the parade on the floats or at dances?
No, what they have, the dances and things, you see. Uh-huh. Then they had a show coming here, they called Doctor. He sell this snake medicine, you know, linen and all that. Then he, Doctor, I done sold out. I be playing for him, you know, the folk be passing for me and be buying that medicine and everything. Hey, it was some good time, no days. Yes, sir. I never forget that.
Did that show have a name, that medicine show, or was it?
Yeah, it had a name, but I can't remember what that name. I remember he said, Doctor, I done sold out, Doctor. And Doctor be pushing the medicine out that time, you know. I can't remember what the name of that show was, but yes, sir. You brought back some old memory telling that, because I had forgot about it. I remember when it was, because 1927, my daughter, my little girl was born. And the show was right above our house. And I had been playing for different times, you see. Come at me, and I was in the bed and had my baby. My sister said, no, she can't go out that baby this time. And after that, there wasn't no more Mardi Gras. You know, they just cut out the Mardi Gras for some reason. I don't know why.
Well,
this would all take place downtown?
All over Pensacola.
All over?
The Mardi Gras would be all downtown, of course.
Yeah.
You know, marching and everything. Just like this festival, fire flag and all like that. The same thing. Mm-hmm. Down Sevilla Square all the way down. March all on, I mean, the band plays and everything. Everybody's in the parade, mask, mop, you know, they throw away candy, balloons, and all like that. Mm-hmm. It's the same as the festival we have here now. Mm-hmm. That's the way Mardi Gras was.
Mm-hmm. No,
except one thing, people used to mask all through in the daytime, you know, with their mask, face, and things on them. But you better not do it now, you get killed. So many people, you know, come in here and. I don't play for nothing. I don't wait for nothing. That ain't no easy job.
Mm-mm.
So I told Asperger, all right. I'm glad of that. I don't have to be worried about going, dressing, going out and trying to find a way to get out and everything. Because I didn't know where I was going. It had me worried, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when I'm going to do anything, I like to be on time. Mm-hmm. I like to get there around about 10 or 15 minutes ahead of time. In order for me to relax, before I started banging on the piano.
That's right.
See? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's it. I'm glad of that now.
Well, I have a couple other questions I'd like to ask you about the Mardi Gras. When they'd have the parties or the big parades and everything, were the whites and the blacks separated?
Mm-mm.
Everybody just had a big parade?
Good time. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. They have the elephants in the street, you know, marching. They had horses, things like the beautiful floats.
Uh-huh.
It's something like the festival.
Yeah.
And one thing about it, they have the white band, you know, this part, and the black band, this part, you know, like that. They weren't together like they are now, no.
Mm-hmm. Would they have like a, because I know they'd have the king and the courts,
yeah, they had
and
the
all
king
that,
and queen.
Would they ever have like an all-black court or a king and queen?
Well, they do, but it would be in some organizations. It's like when they have the queen of, what you call that, Leonard DeLue or whatever you call it, DeLuna. you know, he's a king when he comes here.
Yeah.
And someone to be the queen.
Uh-huh.
Well, he'd be on that parade.
Uh-huh.
But now, the black, they have like the elves or some big show. Now, they have a queen and a king that, you know, to do it over there, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But they go over to Pensacola Beach or somewhere, you know, do all the fireworks or maybe the Navy
uh-huh.
Yard, something like that. But they have the queen and king marching now, like on their float.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like in that Tiffany work that they are doing, they would go, you know, to their own race place. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And with the medicine shows, would they be booked in to just play during a Mardi Gras time?
Yeah. Oh. That's the only time you get them. They have a little, I didn't forget it. They have a stage, in other words, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a side show. But, you know, have an outside stage on there, you know. And that's where the band would be playing. And he had three or four men to sell that liniment medicine, they call it. I forgot some of it. I know one of it was a snake oil medicine, they call it. And everybody, they said it was good liniment too,
mm-hmm.
honey. During them time, they rub, you know, they like used to have Sloan liniment. But this wasn't Sloan liniment. You ever heard of Sloan liniment?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she haven't. She's too young for that. But anyway...
No.
They have that snake oil, and honey, they have a pain like rheumatism. They call it arthritis now. But anyway, it's not about old rheumatism, I believe, you know. And they rub that stuff, knot it on them, and it gives away. And honey, people's buying that stuff. It was $1 bottle, great big bottle like that for $1. That's the liniment. And those men would be playing and everything. He hollered, he beat on soul like, hey, doc, oh, doc. Doc said, what is it? I done sold out. I get to play. I done sold out. Everybody clapping. It was in a field, you see. And the people be just like that right now. Mm-hmm. Sure
was.
That's
great.
Yeah, that must have been fun.
It was fun. A lot of fun. Sure were.
And would they ever hire like a...
They didn't stay here. They were just here for the fair.
And
then they go somewhere else, pace on through.
Would they also like have like a carnival or something like that during the Mardi Gras that would come in and like rides or
No, they didn't have time for no ride during that time. They had the street dances and all things like that activity, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to these like White City, you know, across the water, you know, and things like that. They did that tiff and things like that. Shoot fireworks and things like that. No, they didn't have all of that during that time. What they had, it was just a really old monograph, marching and singing and massing. Everybody there, they had different dances, you know, different halls and bowls, you know, places like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, too, what, in those early times, what different kinds of music did people play? Like you were mentioning jazz, but then you're also mentioning boogie and other
well, it's just like that. You see, the one step and two step was all ago then. That's in a jazz, but it's in a slow, you know, motion. And then you're gonna get a boogie. That's a like a bebop, you know. Then you just going, you know, that's the difference it is. You see.
Mm-hmm. And did each of them have different dances that people did to them?
Well, no. Whatever you want to dance, whatever we play, you dance by it.
Mm-hmm.
We mix it up. So we play a waltz. Mm-hmm. You dance a waltz. Then we play another song, maybe a boogie-woogie song, you know, let your boogie-woogie. Then we just mix up the song.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what it was.
Well, I wondered if there were any, like, names of dances, like,
yeah.
You know, how they have
they got
names
the, yeah,
dances.
They got, during that time they had, Five Foot Two, that's the name of it. That's not the name of the dance, but that's what we used to play it on. Call that step. I can do it. I can't think of the name. They go like this and that. 5 foot 2, da da da, da 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 da. What's the name of that job? What's that thing? I can't think of the name of the dance. I can't think of it, honest to goodness, but it's a name for it.
Really? Well, maybe it'll come to you.
Then they go to soothe the coup, and they go. Then it walls.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to, you know, jitterbug and like that, you know, be turn all the way around like that and all that. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it was a good time those days, though.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, really and truly was. Well, no dope. Wasn't no dope. That's okay. Wasn't no dope involved and no whiskey, nothing like that. People drink whiskey. What I mean, you know, Tardis and things like that, but not like it is now. Mm-hmm. Charleston. That's the name of the dance, Charleston. Okay. You know, you heard about Charleston,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's what a Charleston. Okay. 5 foot 2, uh-huh, Charleston. Yeah. And then we had to play waltzes. You know, we make a melon out of it. Now, in the waltzes, we'll play maybe 3 or 4 waltzes in one set. Mm-hmm. Let Me Call You Sweetheart, I Love You Truly, and My Hair's Turning to Silver, Under the Moon. And, you know, then we're going to play a song. So, da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. I can't think of the name of it, but it's Under the Moon. That's a one step, you know, uh-huh, slow drag one step. Bum ba bum, bum ba bum bum bum. I forgot it too. But anyway, you can play anything slow for a slow drag.
How many?
Then you have a two step. Uh-huh. Then we play a two step. You see, mm-hmm, two step is a phase. You see. Mm-hmm. Now how many what?
Oh, I was going to ask you what kinds of songs did you play for two step?
Oh well, anyway, you can play any song for two step because it just got two step to you. Like you said, I'll Be Down to Get You in the Taxi, Honey. That's a good two step part. Or either. And anything like that, you know what I mean? I'm trying to think some of some. Sweet Georgia Brown. Mm-hmm. See?
That real lively.
Yeah, lively song. That's a two-step, you see. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you ever do, anybody ever do, like, Black Bottom?
Yeah, they did the Black Bottom, too. Yeah, they sure did.
My mom used to tell me about.
Yeah, they did that, uh-huh.
She liked to dance.
Yes, sir.
Stuff.
Black Bottom was a style then.
Yeah.
And, I think of the other dance. I called myself Colton then. This little old boy, his name was Willie Harris. We all called him. He's working at the Empire Laundry. He could dance, and I just loved it.